B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to
good afternoon, everybody. I'm back. Glad to be back with you, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. The first thing I got to say is thank God for Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, because of those two gentlemen, we now have world peace, we have lower taxes, and we saved the Sixers season. Those two guys double-handedly saved the Sixers season by making Joel Embiid into a player. All right, I'm saying this facetiously, right? I think these guys are getting entirely too much credit for this Embiid thing. Now, maybe he took it to heart. He was criticized nationally. Well, it's not like we haven't seen Embiid play this way before. I will say this. If he took it upon himself to respond to criticism from those two guys, and I love both. Well, I love Charles, obviously, and Shaquille O'Neal, whatever. But those guys just say stuff for the sake of saying stuff, right? They're really not inside the game that much. You think Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley are studying film and they're looking at how the guy's playing? They look at, well, his points are down from last year. He must not be playing hard. And to a large extent, they were right. But, I mean, this is entirely too out of hand now. I mean, this benefits TNT. Oh, my God. Forget CNN. Forget Fox News, MSNBC, whatever. Just tune into TNT. Yeah, because they got the solution to everything. Yes. All right. Listen, it was a great victory last night. And I was watching it at an airport bar in Minneapolis with some people who were waiting for a connection to Philadelphia because the flight was delayed. And I didn't get in until 3 a.m. last night. So I got coffee.
Uh-oh.
I am rare to go to talk about that game and the Eagles game, which, believe it or not, I think they can lose. Now, last week I said there's no way they can lose to the Giants. They escaped. I don't buy the fact that game gave them some momentum. If Dwayne Haskins wasn't the quarterback, I would be picking Washington Redskins straight up. But since that kid is going to make a lot of mistakes, the Eagles may slide through this. But I actually think they can lose the game. The other side of the coin is Dallas is going to lose too. So these two schmoes limping down the finish in a terrible conference to see who's going to survive with an 8-8 record to win the division is what we have to look forward to. But, Tyrone, I know you've been here and you and Nat have been holding it down for the last 3 days. And I've been reading your tweets and everything. And you were really, you did not like the fact that Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley had to say what they had to say. Because your position was they didn't offer anything constructive on how he can get to be the dominant player.
Exactly. And they did very surface things, and they're Hall of Famers. They have all this knowledge, and yet they went, yeah, he's not playing hard. And Shaq, he never gives anything. He never has. I'm not really a fan of him on TV because he never gives anything. If he's not like dancing or doing something funny, he doesn't really offer anything.
Yeah.
So I just thought, and the other part is, I don't think either one of them knew when they made that comment that the Sixers at that time were 11-2 in their last 13.
11-2. They looked at one thing. They looked at 22 points per game.
Yeah,
and from last year, it was down from last year. And, you know, to an extent, listen, anybody could do that and say, well, we have complained Embiid has been disengaged at times. He hasn't been energized. He's looked lazy. He hasn't looked in shape. We all know that. We've been talking about that all year. And it's really simple. When he is motivated himself to play, he plays. And they ran every set to him last night, especially in the fourth quarter.
And they did. And I think some of it has been him being a little out of sorts with the new teammates, Horford and all these other guys. Horford has to get, because Embiid's number one in post touches. Mm-hmm. Horford's in the top 10. So when Horford is posting up, Embiid's obviously somewhere else.
Yeah.
Ben's still not fully being a shooter yet. All that kind of stuff, I think, played a role in it. And I think he was out of sorts. And I think what Barkley and Shaq probably did do is make him say, you know what? You guys work around me. I'm not going to work around you guys anymore. And if that's the case, okay, that was good. But I think that was going to come sooner or later anyway.
You're a big Embiid guy, so I know you would take that personally.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I said they can rip him, and good for them. But people were acting like, yeah, this was like wise sage advice.
We needed them. We needed Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal to save the season. And so if you believe that, fine. That works for me either way. Whether they save the season or not, he played well last night. They beat Boston in a very meaningful game where guys really played clutch basketball. Thibault's all over the place deflecting balls. Tobias Harris has really changed. He really has now an aggressive mindset where he's getting the ball and transport. I love guys who off the bounce can get to spots and make shots. And he's starting to do that on a lot of possessions now. So they look good last night. They're rolling a little bit. And so last night I was at the hotel bar and I was getting, well, I'll tell the story later. This guy chose to speak to me as I'm trying to watch the Sixers game.
Ooh.
Like guy next to me at the bar, one of those dudes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's how it sounds.
He probably doesn't know how much that game means to you.
No, I told him exactly. Here's what happened. A lot of I don't know whether they were going to Philadelphia, whether they were Philadelphia people. There was one guy who was at the bar, and he yelled across, Mike! And I said hello to him, and so the guy next to me, this older guy, he had a Midwestern accent. And he's yelling at the screen the whole time. He's watching the Jets game with the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those guys yelling at the screen. And I go, are you a Jets fan? He goes, no, I just like the underdog. And so he's involved with the football game. The screen is to my right. He's to my left. So now the guy says hello to me. And he goes, you know that guy? I go, no, not really, but I do a sports talk show in Philly. He probably recognized me from that. Oh, and now I lit the match for this guy. So now he's to my left, and I'm trying to be nice to the guy, and I'm trying to focus on the Sixer game, and he's asking me all kinds of questions about life.
Ooh.
Like life questions.
Oh, no.
Now he's my buddy. Yeah, sounds good. And I'm back again. I'm trying to not say, sir. Like, I already told him. I'm a sports talker in Philadelphia. I'm watching the Sixers game. Can you figure it out?
Right, like you're working.
This is, you're working.
Can you figure it out that I got to pay attention to this game without me saying, shut up?
Right.
I'm trying to be nice to the cat, too. It turns out he's on his way to Philadelphia. He works for some maritime company. And he goes, I got a meeting tomorrow in a place called Bala Cynwyd. I go, oh, really?
What?
I go,
what?
Yeah. I go, really? I go, that's where our radio station is. He goes, get out. And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, it's One Bala Plaza or something.
What? So he's in this building?
And he's got a meeting in this building.
No, he doesn't.
I swear to God. I can't be rude to the guy. And I'm trying to follow each dribble and I'm looking over here. And I'm going, yeah.
I wonder if he's listening. Did you tell him what time you're on?
Yeah, but he didn't. Yeah, didn't compute to him. Like, he wasn't talking to me about Philadelphia sport. He was talking to me about what he does for a living.
Maritime.
Yeah, some maritime company. I don't know what it was.
There's one of those in this building?
I had a meeting with somebody on the sixth floor. That's all I know. It was the sixth floor.
All right.
So tell me what you saw in last night's game. It was a great effort. Tell me what you think of Charles and Shaquille. We're going to play what Charles had to say about this whole caper. He was on with Anthony earlier. So we're going to replay that for you. And we're going to talk about this Eagle game because the Eagles are now trotting out. Aguilar has declared himself out. It's funny. Aguilar has such little credibility with this fan base right now. Nobody thinks he's hurt. He's not hurt. He's just trying to preserve himself because he's a free agent. Who knows? In any event, Josh Perkins, Greg Ward, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and this other dude. Now that propaganda is, this dude ran a 4.3 at the combine. Who knew? Where has this guy been? Robert Davis?
Yeah.
All right, so he'll be on. Now, that's crap. All right? And they just beat the Giants with crap. So you think they can beat the Redskins? The difference is it's not a home game.
You're on the road.
They're going down there. I think they have a very serious chance of losing. But it won't matter because the Rams are going to beat the Cowboys. So we're back to square one. All right. I'm back. Let's hear from you. We got Hembo coming on 3:30 with some amazing statistics. that you're not going to believe. And we also have Brian Westbrook sharing the 4 o'clock hour. So all kinds of fun today on a football Friday. We'll have our locks of the week. We have a big giveaway today. We're giving away a road trip to D.C. for the Redskins game. That's correct. That's coming up a little later in the show. It is the Mike Misnelli Show. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. All right, let's rock it today. Football Friday, Mike Misnelli Show, back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.97.5 The Fanatic.
It's all cold down along the beach.
It's all cold along the beach. It's all cold along the beach.
Hey, man!
Hey, man!
You guys know what time of year it is?
What? 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 You see what this man opened the show?
Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good.
Oh, my favorite line. Hey, Clarence!
Clarence, you've been with
me. You've been rehearsing real hard. So saying you bring your new saxophone.
Everybody out there been good
or
what?
Oh, you better.
Not many of you guys in trouble.
Come on, give me the first lyric. Here we go.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not bow. I'm telling you
why. Come on, man. The opening is the best part of the song.
Okay.
The opening is like on
stellar.
Time.
Stellar.
It is. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's bonding
with his audience.
Until he sings, it's great. I can go with that.
You don't like him as a singer. I get it. But it's legendary.
It is
legendary. Telling a story, man. He's like a troubadour.
Yeah, I got humiliated all over the state of Louisiana and Mississippi due to this song, and I'll never forgive it. But I hear where you're coming from. I do.
Guys, I've been practicing real hard. Clarence!
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go, first of all, let's do that first. Let's do that. today, I'm not going to talk about Ben Simmons.
Oh, really?
I'm not talking about him today. I'm not talking about him.
But what if someone calls about him?
All right, I'll talk, but I'm not like going to. I'm too frustrated.
Okay.
I'm too frustrated to bring him up today.
I got you.
Because it's like Groundhog Day. Every time the Celtics play the Sixers, it's the same thing. The guy's freaking Bill Murray of the NBA. Every day he sees the same thing when they play the Boston Celtics, and still he doesn't know what to do. You saw it last night. He's like going a million miles an hour into a what? An avalanche of three-gated player. And he goes, whoa, I can't take it. How come Charles Barkley and Shaq don't say anything about that?
They did. Barkley talking about Simmons if you want something real quick.
All right, go ahead.
This is last night.
I'm not letting Ben Simmons off the hook either.
Simmons?
You're right. He's got a 5'2 guy guarding him.
Oh,
he's
got
to break the seal. And he's standing, he's dribbling at the top of the key. Then he goes down in the post and don't demand the ball. This guy is 6'10. Kemba Walker is 5'11. Okay, now he's just dribbling at the top of the key. This ain't doing nothing. He's got a little guy on him. He's doing nothing. But now watch. He just goes down there and stands.
I just feel.
He got a 5'10 guy guarding him. And he's 6'10. He's not even trying to get the ball.
Well, okay, Charles, you're right. You're right about that. But it's like hysterical to me. Here he comes again. Oh, how are they going to play him? Oh, they're going to give him the slanted picket fence where he looks at his depth perception and goes, ooh, give it up.
Every time.
I can't take it. All right, the 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon, Conklin, attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Now, let's start the Twitter poll today, shall
let's
we?
Let's do it.
It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you're wondering what to get the family this year, give them their weekends back with a Husqvarna automower from Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Check out the automower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or check them out online at paulbmoyer.com.
Mike, over 300 votes on this one early. Will the Eagles' new skill guys, Scott, Davis, Perkins, Whiteside, and Ward, play as well as Sunday as they did against the Giants? 66% say yes, 34% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. Okay, let me tip people off of this Fanatic road trip to D.C. Now, here's the deal. We have what we call a road trip sounder. Now, I don't know what that means exactly. What is it, Tyrone? It's a sounder.
Yeah, you're going to hear.
What are we going to hear?
Well, I'm not. You're going to hear.
Don't play it yet, because what is it, though? Just to describe it.
You'll hear a crescendo, uh-huh. And then someone's going to say over and over again, road trip sounder.
Oh.
Like, it'll even be said.
So, literally, it's
road trip, I think the person
road
said.
Road trip.
You'll hear it, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, all right. So, there you go. You get a little musical production and road trip. And when you hear that Fanatic road trip sounder, you're going to call the contest line and you're going to snare the trip to D.C. Transportation on a charter bus, awesome tailgate, food by Cavs Catering, unlimited drinks, and tickets to the game. This is all provided by PhillySportsTrips.com. They're the same guys who organized the Miami trip with Anthony. The experience, of course, is SportsTrips.com is the website. Visit PhillySportsTrips.com for the website, because they have some amazing holiday gift ideas for you on that website. So there you go.
Gotta listen to the whole show.
Gotta listen to the whole show. You never know what's going to pop up.
Yeah, it's already been predetermined. I don't even know.
Okay, so it's in the timing mechanism, yep, that we had, the sophisticated timing mechanism.
Right, and then you'll say caller number, whatever, and that will be the person that wins.
Okay. All right, let's go to Greg in Bethlehem to start things off. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. The Eagles offense looked like their old selves when they were doing up-tempo against the Giants in the end of the fourth quarter and into overtime. Do you think that there's enough variety in their up-tempo playbook that they could actually use that? Because Wentz really looked comfortable in that part of the offense. You know, he didn't look stiff. He was hitting his guys. Things were working. You know, it was the Giants, but it seemed like they discovered something. What do you think?
I don't think so. Well, here's the one problem. It's now on the video. Okay, so the Redskins guy, they hadn't seen it before. He, for some reason, just discovered that you can run a swing pass, Doug Peterson, right? Right. So they run it to Boston Scott. Now, that's not get carried away with Boston Scott, okay? He did it one game. That this is like the Korkmaz theory. I think he's going to be identified by the Redskins in game two following this. So they have video. The Redskins know they can only do a couple things. Look at the receivers they have. So they obviously would like to get the ball in space, swing passes, screens, stuff like that. If you're the Redskins defensive coordinator, how you play it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it spreads them out, though. If they have to assign a linebacker to cover them, mm-hmm, then it opens something up the middle.
Yeah, but they would probably try to avoid having a linebacker cover them, because they know what the success was based on. So they may have to swing a safety.
Somebody's got to cover them.
The safety comes in.
Well, then you take the safety out of the middle, and then what?
You take the safety out of the middle. How are the Eagles going to hurt them then?
Well, you know, they got those premier receivers.
That's the point.
They're going to run the
team. You see why I'm down on it, Greg? You see? Because logically, I look at it and go, all right, the Redskins are smart. they go, okay, we got to worry about the tight end. And now all of a sudden they throw this wrinkle where they're going to go tempo and get the ball in space to this little guy named Boston Scott or Sanders or whoever. So that's really the only way they can hurt us. Now, Washington's an inferior team. So can the Eagles wear him down? Sure they can. I don't know if they're going to wear him down with, but I think they can lose the game. I really do. Let's go to Alex on a cell. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Mike Missinelli, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Alex?
I've been a fan of yours ever since you came to Jeremy Treatment Sports Broadcasting Camp when I was a kid, when I was a camper.
Yeah, those camps were fun, and, you know, did you pursue it?
Unfortunately not. I'm about to get my engineering degree.
Good for you, man. You did better than me.
I will say, it is my dream job to be a broadcaster, though, but engineering, you know, immigrant parents, safe route. Anyway, but I wanted to bring up two quick points. Well, one that was just brought up by the previous caller, in terms of creating more creativity in the Eagles' offense. I just read a stat from NFL Next Gen. Carson Wentz has the number one QBR in the entire league when throwing out of the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. No.
So you're suggesting they should move him out of the pocket.
At least a little bit. At least that's what the numbers say. Now, I don't know how much Doug will do that for risk of, you know, Carson's knee or whatever the reason.
Well, they may have to do that because when we get to Hembo at 3:30, he's going to have a stat that is unbelievable, which would suggest that they should move him out of the pocket.
Right, exactly. But the more important point, Nelson Agholor, I'm going to make an argument that he's not made of Eagle stuff and that he needs to go without having anything to do with his production on the field. I'm not going to bring up any of his stats, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Donovan McNabb, for all of his faults, okay, played on a broken ankle. He broke his ankle against the Cardinals back in an 0-2 game, came back into the game, threw 4 touchdowns, okay?
Mm-hmm. Number 5 will always love you.
That's sure. Right. Terrell Owens, for all of his faults, played in the Super Bowl against doctor's orders on a severely sprained ankle and a fractured fibula.
Mm-hmm.
And even going to other sports, Allen Iverson, all the hip contusions, sprained ankles, dislocated fingers, played every game through his heart, 110% through his heart, and didn't played his heart out with passion.
Yeah.
Nelson Agholor now is sitting out the Giants game and the Redskins game because of left knee soreness. Give me a freaking break.
Well, let's look at the other side of this coin, okay? Because you know that the modern-day athlete is a selfish lout, especially one on the last year of a contract. It's all about a business, right? So he's going, what's the point of it? I'm going to play for what? I'm not going to be here anymore. Why would I play for this team and risk getting injury to hurt my marketability for next year? Now, you would not like to have athletes think like that, but right. I guarantee you they think like that.
I'm sure they do, but Philadelphia athletes aren't.
He's no longer a Philadelphia athlete. He's gone. He's not here anymore. He's got no stake. It's over for him here. He knows it. We know it. We don't even want him back. What's he going to prove if he plays? In a perfect world, yeah, you should suck it up and play because it's your team. He's an entity. He thinks he's an entity. He says, I'm not going to get hurt. Well, I'm going to ruin my value for somebody who wants to sign me next year. Somebody will take a chance on me.
So if he, let's say they win this game. Let's say they do.
Mm-hmm.
Does he come back for Dallas, you think? Because that'll be a big game, 425, a lot of eyeballs. Does he come back to try to play hero? Or does he just say, you know what, knee's still sore?
You know, a guy like him probably would not want to risk looking bad to hurt his marketability.
Drop a couple passes against Dallas.
Yes.
With a lot of people watching.
That's the worst thing that could happen to him. So what he may do is play the last game of the year.
Oh, no.
Right?
Get the Giants?
Yeah. The nothing game where he can maybe make a couple catches and leave the last impression. Yeah. But if he plays in a big game and fails against Dallas, marketability gone.
Remember the last time he played Dallas where he lost one in the...
sure.
Lost
couldn't
one in
track
the,
it.
Yeah, couldn't.
Lost in the lights. One line just opened, 610-620-9975. Steve and Warminster, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Steve.
Hi, Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie. Longtime listener of yours, Mike, when you were on the other station. I used to call you Mike Missed the Boat. I've been a long time.
Well, thank you for that compliment, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. I was watching the Sixers since the Wilt days when they won the championship, so I'm a long time follower of theirs.
Uh-huh.
And since the Embiid process, one thing I noticed, whether he's good, bad, indifferent, is finally When crunch time comes, the last three games when they played really good teams, mm-hmm. they were able to finish, and that gives me hope.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. They finished that game last night in the
and
tough
the Toronto
territory.
Game and the Denver game.
Yes, I agree. So they're growing. This is what I say. The NBA is a long season, you know, mm-hmm. and we have a tendency to like just get dismissive. But they're still learning to play together. I still think they need a shooter. I'm not going to come off of that. I think they need a shooter to come off the bench. They don't have another guy who can play like Tobias Harris. It's hard to believe, but they don't.
Exactly. They don't have I call it the closer at the end of the game, really.
Yeah, or just a guy that can, off the bounce, get to a spot and get something off. You know, they don't have that type of player. They have stationary shooters.
Right. They don't go off screens or anything like that. You're correct, 100%. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
It's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you there. Mike missed the boat.
That seems like an insult.
Of course it's an insult. I'm going to come up with my rules of Twitter today.
Oh, then
today?
Today, the rules of just the reviewed rules on how you get blocked.
Oh, that's a good thing that you should go over.
Yeah, it's just like
smart.
A general informational process that you can do what you want with it, but there's a list of things where you're going to automatically get blocked.
I actually got an apology email from a former Twitter troll.
You did?
Yeah. Who has apparently
made
amends in his life.
Really?
And wanted to apologize.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's really simple. The rules are very simple. In fact, let me see if I have them in my head. Number one, if you go Mikey Mush on me, you're out.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
If you go, this tweet doesn't age well, you're out. That's an automatic block. This tweet doesn't age well. I've had it with this tweet doesn't age well. If you go, okay, boomer, you're out. I don't care what your message is. I see okay, boomer, boom, you're gone. If you get abusive or vulgar, obviously, number one, you're out. But if you like a tweet that has been abusive or vulgar, you're out.
I do that
same
thing.
That's fine. Yeah. There's a list of five right there.
I do that.
So don't get surprised if you tweet me, if it's in those five categories, and I block you, I don't want to hear an email from you. Why Mike, you block me? Why don't you block me? Well, because it's five. It's five, you know, write it down.
I got to get it down.
write it down. Okay, boomer, this tweet didn't age well. Mikey Mush, abusive tweet or liking an abusive tweet. That's five. Simple.
They are simple rules.
I got to get somebody blocked from company email.
I can do that.
I got to get.
You can do that yourself.
No, I try to
do it all the time.
I got to figure out how to do it because this guy was saying all kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
Things and some many times I say he said people say things that they wouldn't say to my face. This thing I wish he would say to my face because it's so bad that I would be allowed to hit them by law.
It's that bad.
So I'm like, I could drop this fool and it would make me very happy. And instead, he just
yeah, like this guy has just emailed me just now. This guy's been. He changes his email address because I block it, obviously. So he sends me this today. After, I guess I talked to him in Minneapolis. Let me guess. You were out there seeing one of your sugar babies. You are a grade A creepo, brother.
What?
Yeah, this guy. It's the same guy. He just comes with a different email address.
You have sugar babies?
You did.
So my answer to this should have shut him down, but he came back with something else. I was in California, which I was. I was in California for a charity event that honored Wounded Warriors. Was a golf tournament won with the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a great foundation.
In fact, I played with a triple amputee was in my golf.
Really?
Yeah.
What, was it both legs and one arm?
Yes.
Oh, my.
And another guy who had lost a leg.
Wow.
Were in my fort. This guy played golf one-handed.
And what are you probably pretty
and
good?
He hit the ball solidly. It's like amazing, you know. And he's got a golf coach. He's really into it. And you know, and you're playing golf, and you go, I stink. And like, look at these guys. You know, like how can I bitch about how bad I stink? And these guys are trying to play the game.
Like they're just appreciative to even be able to play the way that they can.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, Tony, uptown. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Yo, Mike, how you doing, man?
What's up, Tony?
All right, yo, love your show. Listen every day, man. I look forward to 2 o'clock, man.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, yo, listen, I just wanted to call in, man, because I was watching Barkley and Shaq when they were, you know, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, great TV, man. To me, like, I just wanted to give perspective on what they was trying to say, because I feel the same way. Like, if you're going to be a superstar in this league, you got to drop 40 or 50.
Nah,
like, 22 doesn't get you.
Listen, I got you, but who does that anymore?
What'd you say?
Who does that anymore? Who's going to drop 40 or 50?
The
three-point shooters do that.
Yeah, but even still, the big guys do it, too. You got to be able to shoot
What big guys are dropping 40, 50 in this day and age?
Joker from the Nuggets. He be dropping 40.
What are you talking about?
36, you know?
Stop it.
All the time.
He just created a new narrative. No, he's not scoring 40 and 50.
If you're a superstar, you have to drop 40 points. 20 points is not nothing. That's not nothing.
Yeah, Tony, you're
you know,
yeah, no, I don't agree.
All right, well, listen, that's what
let me ask you this, Mr. Basketball. How much is the Joker averaging this year?
I don't know.
You should have looked that up before you dropped his name, because he's averaging 16 points a game. 16 points a game. He's capable. Dude, you're an idiot. Get out. John in Northern Liberties, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Well, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, John?
Man, not nothing. That's a double negative, so it's something, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations on what you were doing out in the West Coast.
Yeah, well, it was me. I was invited to do it by a good friend of mine. They're involved with his company, and that's part of the charity, and it was enlightening.
Okay, that's good. Just out of curiosity, did you catch any Wednesday or Thursday show?
I did not catch the show, no.
Oh, you should have. Ty was going nuts.
Oh, he was?
In reference to Shaq.
Well,
yeah,
I saw his tweet, so I knew that Ty was upset about those guys not offering. They just went for the hot take and didn't offer instruction, was his point. I knew that was his point.
Exactly. Tyrone's awesome. I love him when you're off the show, because he does a good job. But once I just heard it on the radio the other day, it was awesome. I caught it on TV, and man, I thought Natalie would have to dial 911. The blood pressure was going. But now, after all said and done, it seemed to come off like good constructive criticism, so to speak. Just, you know, from the Celtics game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You enjoy that game?
Yes, yeah. I did. Yes, I enjoyed it.
I guess the next time
I had a nice glass of Cabernet in front of me, sipping wine and watching the game at a bar.
Gotcha. Yeah, you wild.
Airport bar.
I'm the AA guy, so I don't drink. Next time Shaq or Barkley talk about a Sixer, I guess we have to tie a new Springsteen invitation.
Okay, we'll have him do that.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, buddy. You got it. See, here's the thing. I love Charles. You know, but he's full of crap 75% of the time. He is. He's a hot take guy. He just shoots off the man. Now, first of all, those older school guys are always going to look down their nose at younger school guys, because they believe that when they played, it was tougher. And maybe it was. I don't know. Shaquille O'Neal's got a lot of nerve, though, when he says he should be more dominant. When that dude cost himself 15 points a game at the line because he couldn't make a free throw. He didn't mix that in there. I would have suggested he put a little more effort into that in his career. But, you know, that being said, they look at a guy like Shaquille O'Neal was a dominant player when he got the ball in the post. You couldn't stop him in his day. And so he looks at Embiid like he probably should be able to do what I used to do. And Barkley, the same thing. He was an overachieving 6'5 rebounder who, you know, could rebound with anybody and beat anybody because it was his strength. So he sees the game in a certain way. So they weren't out of line in saying what they said. And if it ignited Embiid, fine. He handled it the perfect way, the guy. I got to give him credit. He handled it the perfect way. He flipped it right back on them.
He did. And it's funny. So his game he had last night, he had 38 points. He shot 85% or better from the line. Had 13 rebounds and 6 assists. So that's his second game like that in 200 games. Now, real fast, Barkley had one of those in his entire career. And guess how many games Shaq had like that in his entire career?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, zero.
Zero.
Yeah, right. Now, we had to do a break here, but my point is that those guys will say something like that. He's got to be more dominant. But the reality is that they don't look beneath. Like, they don't look at the fact that he's number one in the league in post touches. And his defensive metrics are off the chart, right? That doesn't benefit their argument. What benefits their argument is they look at and go, he's only averaging 22 points a game. He should be more dominant than that. And if that little fire under Embiid, fine. The chances are he's not going to play that way every game. We've seen Embiid, when he feels like playing, and have a game like that. And the next game, he might not, go back to this guy who's not going to do that. Who knows? 610-632-0975. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's on 97.5 Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
249, Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. Hembo joins us at 3:30. We'll catch up with Hembo. Brian Westbrook, 4-5. Football Friday on The Fanatic. It's brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, more than two decades helping our community. Little airport hell last night.
In Minneapolis?
You're stuck in that city.
What are the chances? I rarely fly Delta, but Delta had the best flights for me. So I got it. There's no direct flight that goes to Santa Ana Airport in Orange County, which is John Wayne, which is where I had to be, Newport Beach.
Wow.
So you had the connect. So the connection I get is Santa Ana to Minneapolis. And I'm going, there is no chance that this connection is going to happen. To Minneapolis.
In December.
Right.
Yeah.
So sure enough, the plane is late taking off. And I go, I'm going to miss my connection. My connection is supposed to be 8:25 p.m. Minneapolis time, getting me in at midnight Philadelphia time. So I get into Minneapolis and we're in the tarmac, 20 minutes. There's snow on the runway. 20 minutes on the tarmac before they park it because somebody is in our parking space.
Really? Another plane?
Another plane. It's not supposed to be there. So I call the flight attendant over. I go, I got to connect at 8:25. Am I going to make this? She goes, where are you connecting? I go, Philadelphia. She goes, well, we're getting in the gate D3. And connect to Philadelphia's D4. So as soon as you get out of plane, it's the next gate. You'll make it. I go, okay. So now 20 minutes go by. We get in. And they go, ladies and gentlemen, there has been a gate change. We are now on gate F.
No. Right?
Yeah. So now gate F couldn't been more than, like, it's a mile away from D. I mean, yeah, and I don't even know where I'm going. I'm running like a maniac trying to get to gate D to get my flight. I finally get there. It's like I got 5 minutes. I wanted to keep the plane open because they know there's people connecting. This plane has been delayed.
What?
Yes.
You ran all the way there and it was delayed anyway?
They don't have a plane available.
Come on.
And the one that was supposed to fly us out had mechanical problems, so they had to get a plane and B, a pilot crew.
Yeah, because once a certain time
timed
goes,
out,
yeah, they time out,
time them out.
Yeah,
so now that flight is delayed 3 hours till they get a plane flying in from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You make this up. So
oh
that gave
my
me,
God.
But that gave me the chance to sit there, and drink wine, and watch the Sixers. Because they were on national TV.
And talk to the maritime
guy. So it all worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that way.
Yes. But now, I'll tell you the story about my golf clubs not getting to the place.
I swear.
I shipped my golf clubs to be safe And took 9 days, and the golf clubs still weren't there.
It's unbelievable.
The golf clubs got to me on hole three of the golf tournament.
That
I shipped
wild.
Them last Monday.
It's insane.
All right, let's go Jared in Lansdale. Jared, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jared.
Mike, welcome back. Happy holidays.
What's up, Jared?
Everybody.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, Mike. There's something first I wanted to mention. You talked a long time ago. You were laughing about a candy called a taffy. Was it a Turkish taffy?
Turkish taffy, yeah.
You said it doesn't exist. It exists.
It is. Somebody sent me some. You can get it on eBay.
Yeah, there's a store in nearby Lansdale on Summy Town Pike, a local deli-type store that has them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were made by, I remember the commercial, they were made by Bonomo. B-O-N-O-M-O, Bonomo.
Exactly. You're cracking me up as you sing it. Ben Simmons, I can't help myself. I never call. I listen all the time. You guys are great. My jaw was dropped last night watching the game, second quarter especially. Three things. Beyond the guy doesn't shoot, which incenses me. The push that he had on the guy when they made the three, the open hand, non-basketball, just push where they got the N1 on Tice.
Yeah.
What was that?
He did get some rebounds in the end. He pushed it up. It wasn't his great game because it's like ridiculous the way Boston just has this way of, they do the same thing every single time and he can't figure it out.
He does the same thing back to him. He has no answer, it seems.
It's not like he hasn't seen it. This is the way they do it. They stagger three guys. They get the guy playing him, then they stagger two other guys, and it throws off his depth perception, and it looks like they built the Berlin Wall in front of him. So he quits. He quits on the play.
Another thing, I found it so bizarre. He gets taken out of the game. I asked several people this today. If you're someone that's in the rotation, and you get taken out of the game, what part of the bench do you sit on?
Well, it doesn't matter. In the NBA, it doesn't matter.
I think it does. First couple, see, he's at the end.
That's high school. Come on. That's high school, college, where the coach wants you to sit next to him. That doesn't happen in the pros.
And sometimes guys are getting treatment and stuff. Tall guys like Embiid goes to the end so he can get a treatment.
It doesn't matter. They're not giving them instruction there anyway. It's like you're out of the game or rest.
Weber was terrible, by the way. You couldn't hear the sound necessarily.
Yeah, I did hear the sound.
So you know how Brett does the same substitution every single time at that 6 minute mark. He takes Embiid and those guys out. Weber just decided. Yeah, you know, he took out because he was laboring.
Weber makes stuff up. Weber says stuff just for sake of saying stuff. He doesn't let the game breathe. He always has to say like a lot of stuff. Possessions,
like Charles Davis a little bit. Because he was making it up.
He is. He's like Charles Davis-esque.
I was like, what are you talking about, Weber? We watch the games. We know that this is so standard.
Here's the play he gave last night. I cannot believe the Celtics didn't get a hometown call on that Josh Richardson play with Kemba.
Brown.
Was it Kemba?
It was Brown.
Or was it Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown, yeah.
I'm going, there's no, that's got to be a tweet. No tweet. I couldn't believe it. That's a hometown call if I ever saw one. I got credit the officials for that. 610-620-975. We are going in at 3 o'clock hour. Again, listen for the road trip sounder. You never know when it's going to come up. When you hear it, our contest line, 215-263-0975 is what you got to call. But we'll repeat that when the sounder comes up. Mike Mussinelli Show, radio and TV, back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.